Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the North Pole. I'm Alf Frank Murr reporting for SantaUpdate.com. It has been 13 hours now since Santa left the North Pole, and his flight this year has been flawless. Joining me from a chaser sleigh behind Santa in the skies is our Eye in the Sky reporter elf, Crash Murphy. Crash, how is the flight at this time?
Well, it's smoother than cold eggnog in a hot mug, Frank. In fact, if I had to describe what I'm seeing, I'd say Santa and the reindeer are in better shape than when we started, Frank.
What are you saying, Crash? They have to be getting tired. They've been flying and working for 13 hours now without any kind of break.
I know, Frank, but they seem to be getting stronger. I keep asking them if we shouldn't at least take the time to look at some of the great Christmas lights we're seeing, but I guess they just want to press forward. There's just no slowing these guys down.
Do you get a sense for how you're doing compared to last year, Crash? Are you ahead or behind?
Well, it feels to me like we're ahead, Frank. In fact, some of the kids are barely asleep before Santa's rushing down their chimneys. I keep thinking he's going to get caught, but he's avoiding that so far.
Okay, Crash, great report. For the children ahead on Santa's flight, pay close attention to the bedtime warning. Santa is on a torrid pace this year and will be to your home soon. From the North Pole, I'm Al Frank Murr for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.